Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I was very taken by the opening prayer for today's Mass. Listen to this. O God, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, blessedness of the just, listen kindly to the prayers of those who call on you, that they who thirst for what you generously promise may always have their fill of your plenty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. God loves to hear from you. Don't you experience that from people who love you? People love you. They want to be with you. They want to talk to you. God loves to hear your voice, really. And just do that part. Just do that part. Let him keep drawing him closer and closer to you. And then probably 5 years from now, if you did that, you'd begin to understand more how near the Father is to you, because he is. The first reading for today comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verse 24 to chapter 13, verse 5. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and from there sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. Everywhere, brothers and sisters, preaching the word everywhere. That's what we want to do. By our kindness, by our charity. You know, I was in a line, a grocery store some time ago, and the person who was in front of me had the bags in the basket. They had all that kind of thing, but they still had more over, and it was just a little too much. And she was trying to balance it, and I just leaned up and took it out of her hand. And she turned around. I'm sure she thought someone was stealing from her. But she turned around, and she just was so grateful. It was just a little thing. But how much that means to other people. Look around you. God wants to show forth the power of his word through you. Through your kindness, through your generosity, through your willing to listen or to get up in the middle of the night to help another. How much God will be blessed by that, and how much nearer will he become for you. Let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your ways be known upon earth. May all nations, among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity, the nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless you. May all the ends of the earth fear him. Fear doesn't mean to go trembling, although sometimes that's needed, but To fear him means to reverence him, to put him first in your life. Think about that, sisters and brothers. Where are we? Is God just squeezed in the day and we think that's wonderful, that's okay for a start? But as time goes on, we ought to give him a little more time. Listen to him. My dear grandmother, with whom I lived as a child, she'd pray every morning. And then at night prayer, about 9 o'clock or so at night when we should have been in bed, she invited us to come to her room, my brother and I. We used to sit on the bed with her, and she'd show us what the readings were and what God was saying. And sometimes she didn't do that. Sometimes she just talked about the Lord. But it was such a blessing to me. When I thought about it years later, I thought, I didn't really know what I was being given, except that I have a great love for the word of the Lord myself, and certainly, hopefully, a great love of God himself. But brothers and sisters, let us treasure this word, because it's going to lead us to him, really. We look at the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 44 to 50. That's John 12, 44 to 50. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that following his commandments is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." How precious is the word of God to you? I was in public school through most of my life. We had to bring our Bibles to read passages, just to read the Word of God, and we always prayed the Lord's Prayer. And so even then, it was beginning to sow seed in my soul, though a lot of it I didn't fully understand yet. But it drew me, in one of the ways, it drew me close to him. And brothers and sisters, isn't that what we want? Because every one of us is going to see him. Think about that. I've actually thought about it myself a good bit during this pandemic, because I thought, my goodness, am I going to die in this time? We've had a lot of hardship, but we're still here. And God wants to use us now to bring his word to so many people who are in need, to so many people who have never read the Bible, or people who have done it very lightly. Form a Bible study group in your area. Maybe ask someone to join who knows a little more about Scripture than you do. But invite them and read the Word, ponder the Word. I know some groups who meet once a week, and they take a couple of hours just to read the word and ponder it, and then have a good cup of coffee or tea or something like that. But it's a good thing to do. Not necessary, but good to do. It opens your heart more and more to the Lord. And isn't that what we need? Really. Think about that. I remember as a child in public school, from the time I was probably, fifth grade or sixth grade, I was being asked to read the scripture of the day, and I was, a little bit, and I said, well, can I read it from my Bible? And he said, yes, you can read it from your Bible. You bring the Catholic Bible. So I did, and we would all listen and read it, and then the teacher would give us some understanding of it, and then we'd go right into our math or our science or our history or whatever began the day. But I remember that. It's a treasure, because somewhere in me, my heart was being cultivated to love the Word of God and to follow Him. Oh, brothers and sisters, we can't do that these days. But way back when, in public school, we could do that. But come to your children. Perhaps as you become, let yourself become immersed in the Word of God. And then ask God to touch your children and bring them. Form you and your husband, your wife, and your children. Some little time, even if it's 10 minutes, to read some portion of scripture before you go to bed, because God's word is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Listen to me on that. It can pierce. It can separate bone from marrow. It changed my life. Not that my life was bad, but I began to understand as I got older how much I was being given by God's word. And I loved it. And I wanted more. And I want to say to you, please try it. See if you can get some friends together to do it with you, men, women, whatever. Bring them together who are willing. If there's only two of you, that's fine. Do it. And once a week, get together, read the scripture, decide which day you're going to use, read the scripture carefully, think, reflect together, watch how God will use you. Oh, brothers and sisters, I know your lives are very, very busy. I know that. And there are times in our life when it's really hard. I understand that. But it shouldn't be your life. God's word comes first. The Eucharist comes first. If you can get to Mass during the week, that brings you strength and nourishment to live His word. And oh, how blessed will God be if we more and more turn to Him. And if you've already begun doing that, blessed be God. And I would encourage you, send me an email and let me know what you're doing. Because I want to see more and more of us to draw closer and closer to God for the glory of His name. Not for us to think, oh my, look at me, how wonderful I am. Look at Him and follow Him. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.